And we're returning to Hurricane Milton now here on Morning Ireland. Paige Comerford from Clondalkin. She's currently on holiday in Orlando and has been posting regular updates on her Painted by Paige Instagram as she and her family shelter. Our reporter Sheila Nocton spoke to Paige, who told her about the last few days.
So we're currently in Orlando. We landed here last Thursday for a 2 week holiday. It's our fifth time in Orlando, so that's kind of a plus because it's not as if we're missing out on something that we would have been experiencing the first time around. We know what to expect in us, so it's not too bad. But obviously this wasn't expected to Hurricane Milton. Straight into a week into our holiday now, we are right in the eye of the hurricane as I'm on the phone to you right now. Currently over Florida, there's really severe high winds. The windows are shaking. The hotel room is shaking. I'm with my mom, my two sisters. My youngest sister, she's only three. Her name is Bloom Winter. She doesn't really know what's going on. I think she's just enjoying the excitement of it all and hearing the wind rattle off the window. She has not a clue. And then my grandparents are here then as well. They are in their 70s. And to be honest, we're all just trying to ride it through together and we're all trying to see the positives in it.
What is it like at the hotel that you're staying at? Are people frantic? Is it packed? Are people trying to leave or stay? What is the situation?
Today was quite frantic. It was hard to see a lot of evacuees coming here. So the lobby earlier on was jam-packed with people bringing their pets, dogs, cats, people with young babies, baggage, backpacks, suitcases, just packing up everything that they can, their most important items. And the hotel didn't really have enough room for them. So there is a few people lying out in the lobby at the moment. And it is hard to see because obviously we're very lucky to be put up into a hotel room. But yeah, it's devastating to see that we're just on holidays here. Obviously, it's not ideal that's turned into this for us, but this is people's real lives that they're evacuating from. It's very hard to see. The staff have been out of this world handling it, to be honest.
Were you scared at all? I mean, because it's not something that we're used to here in Ireland. We get rain and wind, but nothing like this.
When we first heard about Milton, I don't know, it's just kind of something that you put to the back of your mind when you're on holidays. You don't really be thinking of taking anything too seriously. But yeah, I did have a bit of cry earlier on. I am a bit of a drama queen. But I just think seeing the severity of it, we're watching the news at the moment. There has been lives lost in Sarasota and other areas on the coast of Florida. So that does really hit home. So it was quite frightening, but we decided we were going to pull an all-nighter. I would rather kind of be on guard. We are kind of right beside a window and the hotel had been advising to not sleep too close to windows. So we're just trying to keep an eye on the winds. But yeah, it is quite frightening, especially they've advised to use the stairwell rather than the elevator just in case the power goes so that nobody's stuck in the elevator. But the stairwell in the hotel has actually started flooding on the first floor. It is frightening to see, especially because in Ireland we get awful weather and we are well used to blistery rain and winds and storms, but nothing to this extent when lives are being lost all over the country.
Do you think you'll be able to get back to your holiday at all?
I mean, the weather is to pick up on Friday and Saturday, but it does kind of leave a bit of a kind of lingering discomfort to know that, like, obviously people are returning from our hotel back to their houses in Tampa, wherever they may be going, and they're going back to ruins basically of what their lives once was. So it is kind of hard to get on and, you know, move forward with a holiday, but we will try our best. The weather, like I said, it's meant to be amazing after a hurricane, meant to get the best weather, so hopefully we can enjoy the week or so that's left of the holiday, fingers crossed.
And we hope they can as well. That's Paige Comerford, and you can follow her updates on her Painted by Paige Instagram. She's in Orlando. Now, as we heard earlier, there's been 5 hurricanes in the United States this year. Milton, the third to hit Florida, and it was billed as the deadliest in a century. Dr. Samantha Hallam is an oceanographer and climate scientist at Maynooth University. Samantha, good morning to you. Now, Milton hit Florida several hours ago. We heard of wind speeds of up to 200 kilometres an hour. It started out as a Category 5, downgraded through the night to a Category 1. Can you talk to us about what's been happening to the hurricane as it's hit land and moved across Florida?
Yes, absolutely. So, and thank you for inviting me on the show this morning. So, yes, so Hurricane Milton made landfall in the early hours of this morning as a Category 3 with winds of around 120 miles per hour near Siesta Key in Sarasota and a minimum pressure of 954 millibars. And it was actually the strongest hurricane to hit Florida in over 100 years. And although it's weakened from the Category 5, it's still a very dangerous hurricane. And obviously the threats that it brings are storm surge up to 7 feet, heavy rainfall is due between 20 and 30 centimetres, and winds are due to remain at hurricane force at 90 miles an hour and it's still likely to be a hurricane as it goes back out to sea this evening. But it will continue to weaken now as it passes, as it eventually passes south of Bermuda. So at the moment, the winds are around 90 miles per hour currently. So obviously, Hurricane Milton formed in the Gulf of Mexico earlier this week, and it became a Category 5 hurricane with winds up to 180 miles per hour on Monday the 7th of October after a very rapid intensification in the Yucatan region north of Mexico. And that was associated with the fact that waters in the tropical Atlantic and the Gulf of Mexico at the moment are 1 to 2 degrees warmer than usual, which has contributed to the very active hurricane season. Mm. So this hurricane season was forecast to be one of the most active on record due to the warmer than average ocean temperatures, but also the La Nina conditions as well.
And, you know, it feels like and seems like hurricane piled on hurricane. We have Milton here, hot on the heels of Helene, and five so far this year in the United States. Do we go immediately here to climate change in action?
Yes, well, I would agree. I mean, it certainly does appear that the climate is changing. So, as you rightly say, you'll remember Hurricane Beryl at the end of June, early July this year, and that was the earliest Category 5 hurricane in the Atlantic, which caused devastation to Grenada. And so our research, which we're currently doing at the moment, as part of the TOPIN project, so this is a project which is funded by the Marine Institute, our Shared Ocean Programme, and funded by Irish Aid. So we have launched a new hurricane intensity model this year in the Caribbean, which has been helping to improve hurricane intensity predictions across the Caribbean. So we're working with the University of West Indies in Jamaica. And what that research shows is that the oceans in the Caribbean region are warming by around 1 degree every 50 years. Mm. And it's the warm ocean waters that actually fuel the hurricane formation. So with warmer ocean waters, we're going to get more intense hurricanes. And that's exactly what we've seen with Milton and Beryl.
As briefly as you can, because I'm just out of time, will we feel the impact or the aftermath at all of Milton?
Well, it's very interesting you say that. What we saw last year was we saw 3X hurricanes hit Irish shores. And obviously the path of Milton is obviously due to go into the Atlantic. I think that Milton is due to phase out as mm-hmm. it passes south of Bermuda. Hurricane Leslie, however, is also in the Atlantic at the moment.
On its way.
And that's a tropical hurricane Cat 2 at the moment, and that's due to turn northwards, but at the moment its directory is Europe as opposed to Ireland.
Okay, Hurricane Leslie. Dr. Samantha Hallam, thank you very much indeed for joining us.